Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer, and I am recording this on March 20th, 7:11 a.m. Oh, let's do this. I'm feeling a little lazy this morning, but we got to record an episode so we can stay on track. Okay, the first word in this episode is eustachian tube. E-U-S-T-A-C-H-I-A-N. The next word is tube. T-U-B-E. Like a slide is a tube. You can also pronounce it eustachian tube. Some people like to say eustachian tube. Noun from 1741. The E is often capitalized. And this is a bony and cartilaginous tube connecting the middle ear with the nasopharynx and equalizing air pressure on both sides of the tympanic membrane. It is called also auditory tube, and it says to see the ear illustration, which we did so long ago at the beginning of the E's. The auditory tube, the eustachian tube. What's this word eustachian or eustachian? It is from Bartolomeo Eustachio, or Eustachio. I don't know how to say that. It doesn't say who this person was. It seems like they might have been Italian, but I don't know. And it doesn't say who they were, what they did, when they were alive, any of those things, which is odd. It is odd that the dictionary doesn't say that in this context. But yes, this person must have just figured out, it's like, this tube has no name, and I gotta name it. Let's see, connects the middle ear with the nasopharynx and equalizing air pressure on both sides. So there's the tympanic membrane, the eardrum, it's on the way inside, and there's a tube that goes from there to the cavity, the sinuses, behind your nose and your mouth. There's a tube that connects all of this. And so technically, you know, maybe, I think some people I've heard that, like, they can smoke a cigarette and the smoke can come out their ear. I don't think this is very common. But there is a tube that connects all of this stuff together. And the most important part is it equalizes the air pressure. And maybe it even has something to do with the balance. I know that there's stuff in the ear that has to do with balance. So yeah, that's the eustachian tube. It's the subway tube. It's the eustachian tube. Okay, I need to make a sound effect. I'm just gonna go. Oh, by the way, I'm wearing a fun shirt today. It's not a shirt that I have worn very often. I gotta get up real high so you can see it. You gotta go to YouTube to see it. When I first bought this shirt, I think I was a heavier person, and so it was a very tight shirt on me, so I haven't worn it, but it's not so tight anymore. Okay, the next word is eustatic. Adjective from 1906. This is relating to or characterized by worldwide change of sea level. And there's no etymology to describe why are we using this word static, or EU at the beginning. Relating to worldwide change of sea level. Well, with climate change, I think this is what we're seeing. We're seeing things that are eustatic. The water levels are going up and are probably going to keep on going up. And the shores of all the places around the world that touch the ocean and maybe other seas and bodies of water are gonna recede back. And it's very scary and frustrating. So let's stop climate change. Easy. Eustatic. Okay. Next is eustachial. The slightly different pronunciation. Eustachial, emphasize the first syllable. Eustachial, second base. Or you can say eustachially. Just going to confirm my suspicions on this one pronunciation. Eustachial. By the way, steel is S-T-E-L-E. That's why it would be also eustachially. It sounds so silly. Eustelie. Okay, noun from 1902. A steel or steely typical of dicotyledonous plants that consists of vascular bundles of xylem and phloem strands and parenchymal cells between the bundles. Ugh. So we're talking about what plants and cells and things, and of course that's a world that I don't understand. So why I can't explain any of these fun words. Dicotyledonous or dicotyledonous, xylem, phloem strands, parenchymal. Oh, so much fun stuff. Eustelie. Okay, I don't know. Let's go on to eutectic. It's eutectic. Eutectic. Adjective from 1884. Number one is talking about an alloy or a solution, and it is having the lowest melting point possible. And I'm not entirely sure how that's used in context. What's a sentence? Eutectic. Well, maybe number two will help. So it's something about the melting point, a low melting point. What's the lowest melting point of ice? I think it would be the lowest melting point. So when something is frozen, but it would be I think it would be 32 Fahrenheit or 0 Celsius would be the melting point of ice, water ice. Number two is of or relating to a eutectic alloy or solution or its melting or freezing point. Now that's different, the melting point or the freezing point. Those could be very, very different. But it's something about temperature. So eutectic is also a noun. Eutectoid is an adjective or a noun. And this word is from the Greek eutectos or eutectos, which means easily melted, which is from the eu prefix plus tectos or tectos, which means melted, plus tectine or tectine. The reason I'm saying the different pronunciation is because there's a horizontal line over that first E, and I don't know how that is pronounced. So tectine is to melt, and there's more at the word thaw, T-H-A-W, thaw. So, I don't know how it's used in context. It's very scientific, obviously. It's alloys and solutions and other things that have melting points and thawing points, or melting points and freezing points. But I understand the concept of a melting point and a freezing point and temperature and all that. Eutectic. Okay. The next word is euterpe. Euterpe. Capital Euterpe. Noun from the 15th century. This is the Greek muse of music. And I wonder if there's a connection between muse and music, because they start the same way. What's music backwards? Kizium, I think. So this is just from the Greek euterpe, and it's, of course, capitalized. It's got a capital E because they are the Greek muse. Maybe they're not a mythological god or goddess necessarily, but, you know, they're one of those... one of those beings that the Greeks created. And so there, it's a name. That's why it's a capital. Euterpe. I think that's how it's pronounced. Yeah. The muse of music. What? Oh, I got the euterpe. Now, I am not a music creator. I don't go playing an instrument or singing out in the public in any way. I just mostly do it for myself or in my head. But it would be fun to go do it in public. Karaoke would be a thing I would like to do more of, maybe playing some instruments. Songs come into my head. If I'm making food or doing the dishes or something, sometimes not always outwardly, vocally, but in my head at least, I have songs. Songs get made up, various types, and sometimes it's just as simple as, you know, as you see in this show. Just singing some words, putting a tune to some words or phrases. And my wife and I do this all the time. Sharon and I will just have a funny phrase. We're just immature adults, and we just say funny words and then put them to music, and we have a very good silly time. So the Greek muse of music, the Greek muse of music, running through my veins, Euterpe. Okay. We are changing gears. We now have the word euthanasia, or euthanasia, with the little E sound in there. Euthanasia. This word sounds like some other English words, but this, they're not related. People have made jokes about the youth in Asia. This is a different thing. Noun from 1869. This is the act or practice of killing or permitting the death of hopelessly sick or injured individuals, like people or domestic animals, in a relatively painless way for reasons of mercy. And I will break this down a little bit more if that's confusing to you. You'd let me know. Euthanasic or euthanasic, that's an adjective. This is from, well, we'll just talk about this in general. We'll describe this. If there is a person who is like, you know, I have this this fatal disease. I have a cancer. I have dementia. I have a something that's going to take me out in the relatively near future. I don't want that thing to take me out. I would rather be injected with something painless to let me go to sleep and then to kill me, basically. That's what we're talking about. And in a painless way, so I don't have to suffer through the hardships of what this fatal disease might bring about, or so my family and friends don't have to witness me going through this. This is the mercy part. This is, I don't know of a better way to describe that. It's a relatively painless way for reasons of mercy. So you don't, so it's a better way. It's a better way to go through this. When you put your animal down, a dog, a cat, whatever it is, we had to do this with our cat, eight years ago. We called up a vet and had him come in the middle of the night to do euthanasia. To our next word is euthanize. He had to euthanize our cat, injected him with something to let him sleep, and then injected him with something else. And it was just like nothing happened, nothing changed. He was just sleeping. And you know, it deals with death, so that's why it's a big, heavy topic to talk about. But I think that there are some countries who deal with this a lot better. And in America, we don't. We people are like, no, you can't. You can't die on your own terms. I think Oregon maybe has something, but I believe it's either Switzerland or Sweden. They have that you can just go and say, "I want to die, please." I'm sure it's more complicated than that, but relatively easily, you can just go and go out on your own terms when you want to go, and I think that's great. I don't think we should be legally punished if you want to take yourself out whenever you want to. Anyway, enough about that. Let's talk about... Oh, wait, we got to talk about the etymology. This is a Greek word, euthanasia. I don't know how the Greeks pronounce it. And it means easy death. Easy death. We should all be allowed an easy death. Come on. It's from euthanatos. Euthanatos, which is from the EU prefix plus the word thanatos, which means death, and there's more at the word thanatos or thanatos. Do you see a connection to a character in popular culture? Yeah, you probably do. Okay, the next word. It's euthanize. You could also say euthanatize. That one brings more of the original Greek word into this. Okay, euthanatize or euthanize is a transitive verb from 1873. to subject to euthanasia. And that's it. The next word is euthenics. Euthenics. This is a noun from 1905. A science that deals with development of human well-being by improvement of living conditions. Euthenist or euthanist, that is a noun. A science that deals with development of human well-being by improvement of living conditions. So it is a saying that if your living conditions improve, then your maybe physical and mental well-being improve as well. What a concept. Let's see. Ologies, the podcast Ologies, recently replayed an episode which was all about professional organizing. People coming in, you know, getting rid of your clutter and whatever it is. And that is very near and dear to me because my mom, for many years, over 20 years, has been a professional organizer. She doesn't do it as much anymore because she's essentially retired. But her theory, theory is probably not the right word. Her motto, whatever, is it's clear your space, clear your mind. It's essentially proven. I mean, maybe euthenics would be part of this, is that if you clear your space, you don't have so much clutter, you get rid of the garbage and the hoarding, you rearrange things in a certain way, it's going to have an effect on your life, on your body, your mind, all that stuff. Feng shui is a big part of that, the energy flow of the space. This is an interesting thing. I never heard about this one. I'll put a link in the show notes for euthenics if you want to go learn more about that. But I think it makes sense and makes me look at this office, which is kind of a pit. There's a lot of crap around, and I should probably clean it up, but I just don't have the time. Okay, that's euthenics. That is from the Greek word euthenein, which means to thrive. So if you have, if your living conditions are better, then you can thrive. Yeah, we all want to thrive. The next word is eutherian. Eutherian. E-U-T-H-E-R-I-A-N. Adjective from 1880. Of or relating to a major division of mammals comprising the placental mammals. Those would be the mammals who I believe grow a placenta when they are making a baby, because some mammals don't, I guess. Eutherian is also a noun. This is from the EU prefix plus the Greek word therion, which means beast. And there's more at the word treacle. Beast? I mean, that seems kind of vague. Kind of vague for this word, but whatever. Eutherian mammals, placental mammals. The division name is Eutheria. Yeah. Okay. So I guess we would be Eutherians, right? Is that right? We're placental mammals. The next word is euthyroid. Adjective from 1924, exactly 100 years ago when I'm recording this. Characterized by normal thyroid function. So if you don't have hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism, then you would just be a euthyroid eutherian because you are a placental mammal who has normal thyroid function. Euthyroid eutherian. Sounds like a kid's book. Okay. I guess I hope I am euthyroid. I would be a euthyroid eutherian, but I don't make placentas, but I'm still a mammal that does the anyway. Eutrophic is next with a PH for the F sound. Adjective from 1928. This is talking about a body of water characterized by the state resulting from eutrophication, and it says compared to mesotrophic and oligotrophic. Eutrophy, with a Y, is a noun. And so it's characterized by the state resulting from eutrophication, which is going to be our next word. But the etymology, we got to talk about that first. This is from the Greek eutrophos, which means well-nourished or nourishing, from the EU prefix plus trephine, which means to nourish. So yes, it's all about nourishing. So maybe this body of water is filled with lots of plant life and animal life, and they're all thriving. Because what was that thrive word that we had before? Where was that in the etymology? We all want to thrive. Here we go. Euthenics. Yes, your living conditions. Euthenics. You can study the euthenics of a eutrophic body of water, maybe? Sure. The next word is eutrophication, or just eutrophication. Noun from 1946. The process by which a body of water becomes enriched in dissolved nutrients, like phosphates, that stimulate the growth of aquatic plant life, usually resulting in the depletion of dissolved oxygen. This is the process where these nutrients come into the body of water, they dissolve, they stimulate the plant life because, the plants just absorb these nutrients. And it's usually, what usually happens is the dissolved oxygen gets depleted. So I guess that would probably mean that the plant life is absorbing the oxygen. So there's less oxygen in the water, goes into the plant life. And then maybe the living things, the fish, the crabs, whatever lives there that's not plants, they probably eat the plants. Or some of them eat the plants, and then some of them eat those, and then they're all very happy because of those phosphates. Okay, that was the last EU word. Here we're getting into the EV words. We start with EV, lowercase e, capital V. It's an abbreviation for electron volt. It's is that how many volts an electron can produce? It's probably very tiny. I don't know how that's used. EV, again, both capitalized, abbreviation for electric vehicle. Electric vehicle. Someday I would love to have an electric vehicle so I'm not using so much gas and all those things, those stupid things. The last word is EVA, all caps, abbreviation for extravehicular activity. And extravehicular is one word, which we'll get to not too long from now. Extravehicular activity. So these are activities that you can do in your free time on some sort of vehicle, I guess. Maybe a snowmobile. Be careful with those, though. They're very dangerous. Okay, it's word of the episode time. Yeah! Eustachian tube, eustatic, eusteel, or eustele. Eutectic, euterpe, euthanasia, euthanize, euthenics, eutherian, euthyroid, eutrophic, eutrophication, EV, EV, EVA. Fantastic. Okay, well, there were some really good ones in this one. I think definitely euthanasia is a topic that needs to be dealt with, especially here in America. I think we need some laws to allow the states, maybe you started on a state level, be like, yes, if you want to die, you can die in your own, on your own terms, whatever way you want. You shouldn't, this is a tough topic though, because it still has to come from, I think it still has to come from, you've got a fatal thing. You've got something that you're like, this is going to take me out. And this, it's all about mercy. It's not about just, I'm feeling depressed, I want to commit suicide. No, this is about, this is the better way to die than the other thing that's going to take you out. That's the whole point of euthanasia. So we just need more states to allow that. What else is great? The euthenics. Improving the living condition improves your well-being. Something about that. That sounds great. These are all, you know, great contenders for the word of the episode. Obviously, eutrophication seems like a great thing for a body of water. I'm sure the plants and animals are very happy when they're like, oh, we got eutrophication, finally. What else? I believe, though, just for me, I think I'm going to pick euterpe, capital E-U-T-E-R-P-E. I'm going to pick euterpe as the word of the episode because I got the music flowing through me. It's all because of euterpe. I didn't even mean for that one to rhyme. It just happened. I love it when that happens. Okay, would you like to hear me tell you about another movie that I watched? I'm getting close to caught up. Where are we? I believe we are at this movie, Suitable Flesh, which I was about to post it on social media yesterday, and I didn't get around to it. I need to look up pictures because this is, I remember really liking it. It's starting to come back to me, I think. Yeah. It's a horror movie. It's body stuff, weird body stuff. Yeah. It's worth a watch if you like this stuff. Directed by Joe Lynch. Maybe he wrote it too. I'm not sure, but there's some gory stuff, and it's just a fun, bonkers, weird movie. There's some sexy stuff too, if you like that. Suitable Flesh. It says from the makers of Reanimator and From Beyond. Yeah. Fun, weird concept. Anyway, you should watch it if you like that sort of stuff. This is the end of the episode. Thank you very much for checking out this show. Follow me on the social media and the subscribe on the YouTube and all those things. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.
Hello, my name is Michael Hunter. My buddy, David Spencer, and I have a new podcast all about one of our favorite internet sites growing up, HomestarRunner.com. You know, the guys that did...
Girl Squad!
Looks like we're gonna have to jump!
Sitcom on for hobo guys. Sitcom on.
We're going through every Flash cartoon on the site in release order. I've seen all of them. David has seen most of them, and David's wife Alexa pops in and watches them for the first time, just for the show. Come on, Fahuglapods, a Homestar Runner podcast, available wherever podcasts are sold and at PipeDreamPodcast.com.